Welcome to the Wendy DeRosa Sessions, support for you as an empathic, sensitive, intuitive, and human being on the path of deepening your consciousness, spiritual growth, intuition, energy healing, and personal transformation. Welcome, everyone. I'm Wendy DeRosa, and I'm so excited for our talk today. I have Lindsay Fernandez with us, and we are going to talk about essential oils. But as always, as we begin our podcast time together, let's take a moment and settle in, ground into this present moment. And if possible, you can close your eyes and feel your feet on the earth. And the connection to your breath, bringing awareness to your sit bones, your seat, your hips, where the top of your grounding cord extends deep into the earth, anchoring you here in this present moment. And as we gather into this space together, may we have a grounded, connected, powerful time in our session today with our guest, Lindsay. I pray for a blessed session. Thank you, God. So be it, and so it is. And so slowly you can come back here into connection. And I'm so excited to welcome Lindsay. I've known for a while. She's been here with us at the School of Intuitive Studies for a couple of years now, and she's a lead facilitator in our advanced training. And in her own skill set, in her own gifts, she is a teacher of essential oils. And so, Lindsay, it's so great to see you. Have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get to just have this conversation with you.
Yeah, thank you. And I think I keep saying essential oils. I know we talked about essential oils. I'd love for you just to give us a little background in your, I don't know, your expertise and your what's drawn you to essential oils.
Sure. Yeah. Well, gosh, so it started, I would say, you know, when I was in my very early 20s, I was practicing massage, and massage therapy drew me into sort of using essential oils in massages, of course. And I immediately just was like, what are these? I need to know as much as I can. And kind of, I guess, before the internet was what it is now. I mean, you couldn't Google essential oils or certain names of essential oils and have a million different, you know, entries come up. And I, so I began kind of really enthusiastically trying to learn as much as I could, but it wasn't until I would say I was pregnant with my son, several years later that I found my teacher who really began what I consider my education and my study of really deeply understanding essential oils. I was, at the time I was taking another aromatherapy course, and it was online, which again, an online course back then was not what it is now. There was no Zoom. And I was getting really frustrated because I was pregnant, and she was, all the recommendations she was giving me because I was pregnant was, I wouldn't even open that bottle. It's not safe. Very fear-based and very conservative. And I was getting really frustrated. And I happened to go to this holistic health expo with my husband. And there was this woman there who had a booth, and she was selling essential oils. And she probably had 100 different bottles out of essential oils, of testers that many I had never heard of. And I was just kind of drawn in. And I should say too, at the time I was suffering from really horrible insomnia, like just debilitating, you know, not sleeping for days at a time and being pregnant and just feeling horrible. And I walk up to her table and the first bottle I pick up, I unscrew the cap and I smell it. And it was like one of those moments I'll never forget, because I was instantly just transported to another place, another time. And it just felt really magical. And I was like, I don't know what this is, but I need it. And the essential oil was spikenard. And if you're Catholic, you might be familiar with this story of, do you know this story, Wendy?
No, I was raised Catholic. So
it's of Mary Magdalene.
Oh, and yeah.
She has this very expensive 1 pound of spikenard oil, and she washes Jesus's feet with it. It's before the crucifixion, and it was worth, you know, more than its weight in gold. And so it was almost, you know, so even back then, essential oils had such a sacred space in the world. They were very treasured. That's sort of just a little piece of spikenard. But anyways, I asked her, what is this essential oil for, this woman at this booth? And she said, it's for insomnia. And I was just like, my jaw must have dropped. I was like, oh, I need to buy this. And so she told me how to use it. She said, oh, just put 5 or 6 drops on your head and it'll help you sleep. And I was kind of aghast, like, oh, you're telling me this pregnant lady to put these oils on undiluted on my body? And she said, yeah. And she started explaining some of the myths and misconceptions about essential oil safety. And from there I was just drawn in. And so I just started learning from her. And, and that woman, Kat Shuford, taught me for many years, and she's an amazing person and an amazing teacher. That's where I began.
Wow. That's such an interesting, too, the Mary Magdalene story. But I, for years, knew the story of, you know, growing up in Catholic school, of washing the feet of Jesus, but I didn't know about the oil and just that the history of how oils were so treasured, medicinal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's powerful to hear that.
Yeah, they're actually, I mean, so many ancient uses, and they were so sacred and so valuable at the time as well. They certainly weren't as available to the common people as they are now. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's so great. So I guess what I want to ask is, how do essential oils work? Like, how do they work?
Yeah.
Can you say a little bit more?
A good question. So essential oils are in nature, in the plant. They are the medicine of the plant. They are what protects the plant from insects, from disease. And when they are inside the plant, as they are formed inside the plant, they actually evolve while they're in the plant to change and protect the plant from whatever is coming at it, right? If it's a different bug or a different disease that's being introduced. And so when we take that plant part or that plant and we steam distill it, it's going to have some of those same medicinal benefits for us, not necessarily protecting us from the same insect or bug, but sometimes yes. But that they're going to have different medicinal qualities, and we're going to absorb them through our skin. And they will enter our bloodstream. We will absorb them through their aromatic molecules, and we take them into our limbic system, and they affect our body through that route as well. But they also have a very powerful effect on our energy body as well, as we take them into even our auric field and into our system. So I don't know if does that answer your question?
Yeah, I love that. And I would love to hear more about that in terms of, you know, obviously, you know, we work with a lot of empaths and sensitives and intuitives. And, you know, I think sometimes when we have illnesses, we might go to a doctor for this medicine or maybe for this supplement, or, you know, it might choose a different paths to health and wellness. And I'm just wondering, I guess it's twofold. The question is, why would somebody be drawn to essential oils? Like, what's the benefits of them receiving you know, working with that for their health and wellness, and how interesting that it affects their aura and their energy body. So I'd love to, I don't know if you can blend those two questions, and but I'd love to hear a bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, people will come to me for a variety of reasons, anything from, like I said, they work on the physical level, the emotional level, and the spiritual level. And so, you know, I will have people reach out because they have chronic back pain, or they are struggling with a cold or the flu, or they want to have essential oils on hand for when they have a cold or the flu. Headaches, digestive issues, anything on the physical plane, people will reach out. I also have, you know, clients reaching out for more issues around, you know, anxiety, depression. You know, I'm chronically angry. What do you have for me? Things like that. And then I've seen a shift even more so in the last 5 years that people have been coming to me. And I guess you could say these are like the intuitives, the sensitives, the empaths, people who are working, who will say, I feel like my heart's really blocked and I'm looking to work with some essential oils. Can you recommend some essential oils that will help me to clear that energy, to open up, my heart chakra, or say they're working on their connection to their higher self. We can work with different essential oils that will help facilitate a deeper connection to your higher self or to source, or just opening up the crown chakra in general and the entire, you know, chakra system. Yeah. Does that?
Yeah, it does. And I don't even know if you can answer this question, but it's coming. Just as you're talking, I'm thinking about it. Like, and again, if this is out of the realm, just tell me. But I'm wondering how it affects the property of the cells. Like, is there anything you speak to on that? Like, people who might take supplements, you know, it shifts the consciousness of the cell. Same with a medicine, it might do that. I'm just wondering if there's anything you can speak to on that.
Yeah, that's such an interesting question because yes, absolutely. They work on a physical level. They work on a vibrational level. And something that's so interesting about essential oils is that I feel like we've been very limited in our understanding of what they quote unquote do for us, right? There's a list of 10 things. It's anti-inflammatory, it's analgesic, it's digestive and respiratory. And what we're beginning to understand about essential oils is that they really work on such deeper levels. Like they are, we've found that they can actually maybe this isn't answering your question, but we've found that certain essential oils can actually cross the blood-brain barrier and they can clean receptor sites and they can reprogram our cells and our receptor sites in our brain and all throughout the body, not just in the brain, right? And so, yeah, I think there's just so much that we don't yet fully know on a mental level, if that's not the right word, but
even a medical level.
On a medical level, yes.
Yeah.
That we're still just really discovering. And it's things that we know on like on a spiritual level. I know that when I work with this essence or essential oil, that something is really shifting in me. I can feel that. And when empaths and intuitives and sensitives work with essential oils, they're feeling that shift. But yeah, some of it just hasn't been shown scientifically or medically yet.
Yeah. It's interesting because you mentioned your intuitive draw to spikenard, and can you speak to that, you know, sort of the plant speaks to you or the oil speaks to you and there might be an intuitive draw to it. I mean, is there anything you want to share about that?
Yeah, this is like one of my favorite parts of all of this. And this is kind of one of the basis of how I teach and what I'm teaching is that the plants and the essential oils, they are speaking with us. They're communicating with us. And if we can sit and just get quiet and take the time to, you know, to intentionally apply an essential oil to our body and tune in, where do I feel that in my system? What are there messages that come through? Is it a feeling? Is it a sense that I get? What does it feel like in my body? That's something, it's so important for me to help people to understand. It's so much more than just memorizing the healing properties of this essential oil are A, B, C, and D. It's more like listening to them and understanding. And I have, if you could see my, you know, my shelf with essential oils on it right now, they're all lined up. And when I'm looking, when I'm working with a client, I can hear certain ones calling to me. Like, it's like, they're saying me, 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 like, don't forget me. And sometimes you're like, I'm talking about something else. Hold on. And I'll get to you. And they won't. It's like when you get an intuitive hit and you, it's like, it really wants to be heard. Certain essential oils will want to work with you for certain purposes. If that makes sense.
Does yeah. That make sense? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That intuitive caller, that's the medicine speaking. That is the medicine you need.
Yes. Yeah. Oil. And trusting that, because we can get so in our head, like, you know, looking up like, Googling, what do I use for this? When a lot of times, sometimes it doesn't even make sense. The recommendations, it won't have a logical explanation to it. And then upon further discussion with that person, I'll go, oh, that's why this oil was really jumping out at me for you. It's so fascinating. And I love that part of it. And I love to see people get it. And working with intuitives and empaths and sensitives, like they do, they just get it. And it really resonates. It clicks and they're like, oh, like that makes sense to me on a deep level.
So great. I definitely want to hear a bit about like what types of oils might be good for sensitives and intuitives and empaths. But I've heard you talk a lot about, and you know, when we've spoken off, you know, off the camera here about like pure grade oils. And if I'm like a beginner and just might go to the store or, you know, some health food store of some sort, or that would have a different essential oils. What's the difference between me just going to, you know, go into the store and get a bottle of lavender essential oil versus really looking for, you know, a pure grade oil, you know, working with, I don't know, a particular company that might be emphasizing pure grade oils. I wonder if you could speak to that a bit.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to understand that there is a big difference between what they're selling perhaps at like Whole Foods or, you know, at a grocery store. I shouldn't say specific places, but at a grocery store, as opposed to the quality you're going to get when you are working with a therapeutic or medicinal grade essence. Because there is such a big draw, the aromatherapy world has grown exponentially. It becomes very profitable for companies to sell sort of lower quality essential oils, you know, for lower prices, right? Because people go, oh, that lavender is $7. Great, I'm going to buy that. No worries. When the quality of that lavender is, there's a good chance that it's going to contain synthetics. It's going to have things added to it. It's just going to be a lower quality distillation, meaning that they won't have distilled it to its full time and temperature. So it's not going to actually have all of the healing properties that you were looking for in the first place. This is such a complicated topic, and I could talk for hours about it. There's a lot of, you know, there's now standardization practices in the aromatherapy world where they will standardize certain essential oils to make them smell the same across the board, which is actually in effect rating their healing properties, because you're changing the chemistry when what you want is what directly came from nature, nothing added, nothing subtracted, what came from that steam distillation. And certain plants will have certain distillation times that they need to release all of their chemotypes. And a lot of companies sort of shortcut that so they can get the most out of, you know, out of every harvest. Or they'll add synthetics as well. And unfortunately or unfortunately, wherever you fall in this category, there is no regulation for essential oils and their quality. And so it's important to know that you are working with a company that is working sustainably and that they are using, they are selling therapeutic or medicinal grade essential oils. Because if you're not working with what came from nature, it's not going to have the desired effects on your system. It's just going to have a lower vibrational frequency, lower healing potential.
So pure grade really means that process of sustainable harvesting, maybe organic in the plant itself, and then that distilling process being a very pure process that you're getting the chemical component or even ratio, it sounds like, of the actual oil from the plant that's more pure, more direct, as less processed. From plant to whatever the bottle. Actual oil to bottle.
Absolutely. It should be like, nothing changed on that plant, just that simple steam distillation product. So whatever chemotypes come out of that, they're not altering it all. They're just giving it to you as it has evolved on the earth, as with Mother Nature's brilliance, and millions of years of evolution, whatever that plant has in it, the essential oils that are released through steam distillation, that should be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so great. It's good to hear the breakdown of it, you know, and what's important, what qualifies a pure grade oil.
Yeah. It's a fascinating topic and there's so much to it, but that's the short of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if you might want to share a bit about essential oils for empaths and sensitives and intuitive people, and how are they different than what you might offer someone who would not consider themselves an empath or intuitive, and is there a difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's interesting because, when you're an empath or a sensitive or intuitive. I wouldn't say there really is a difference in what I would offer. You know, it just depends on what you're working on. And I would say too that no essential oils are inherently more spiritual than other essential oils. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah. It sounds like you tune into the body, whoever the body is.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone's so different. And if you are, a sensitive, intuitive empath, your chances are you probably need some support in the lower chakras of the body. You need grounding, you need support around boundaries and, the first three chakras specifically. And so I might recommend some oils that people might consider common or mundane, like, perhaps you're working with sweet orange or geranium, just some, very essential oils everyone has heard of. Whereas there may be times when you're working on the higher chakras as well. And I'd recommend frankincense or white spruce for the crown to facilitate clearing or opening in those spaces. Or yeah. So it just totally varies. The body in front of you. There never really is one recipe or one recommendation that goes across the board for anyone.
And it's interesting just that you mentioned the chakras, because it sounds like it's a factor in what someone might need. Any client or patient or whatever might need is it's not just what's physically going on in their body, but you're also considering the energetic body and what's happening in their energetic body that might be contributing to the physical symptom that they're experiencing. And so you're addressing it on a chakra level, it sounds like, and Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, because, well, and here's the interesting thing about essential oils is, I mean, they work holistically. So even if you're coming in and you're working on a, let's say you've got chronic low back pain, and I'm recommending black spruce or red pine for that pain, you are also working on the root chakra, whether you're aware of it or not. The essences are working on all levels. And you know, someone may not have a conscious awareness of that, but working with the oils may bring more awareness to those areas, to those energy centers of the body. And so they may sort of unwittingly experience some shifts there as well. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so great. It's like, I know we have some things coming up, you know, here at the School of Intuitive Studies. This is such a great, like, yeah, introduction into working more deeply. But before we go there and share more about what we might be having, have coming up, but is there anything else you want to say or offer here that we haven't touched on that really is kind of what speaks to you about essential oils or why you feel they're so valuable and important to people's overall health and well-being?
I love that. Well, first of all, I think if you feel drawn to this, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I don't know what it is, but I need to know more, I think listen to that. I think the plants and trees really want to work with you. They're calling out to you, and they are a bridge to healing. That's what they do. Wherever you're at, they meet you where you're at. And I think the way we are as humans now, most of us are just so disconnected. Some of us hardly ever even get to spend more than 10 minutes outdoors, right? We walk from our home to our car to our work. And essential oils provide us with that, just such that connection to nature that our bodies are craving. All of us are, whether we're aware of it or not, we're really just on some level wanting to get back to that connection to the earth, to the plants and trees. That is, it's just inherent within all of us. It's so important, I think, now more than ever, that we, whether you're working with herbs or essential oils, or you're just standing outside barefoot, that we're having access to that bioenergetic recharge and that energy. So yeah, that's what I would say.
That's such a great reminder. And even as you say that, I keep feeling, when I've used essential oils, I feel clean. Like I feel there's a clean feeling to it. You know, there's an energy clearing that happens.
Yeah, they're detoxifying. I mean, that is one of their main they're clearing something for you. There is a shift that you feel. I notice when I don't put if I forget to put on oils, because I typically am putting them on throughout the day, it's just part of my day. And if for some reason I don't that day, I'm like, what is different today? Did I miss something? And oh, I need to put something on.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. That's so great. And I know, Lindsay, we have like a couple of things coming up for you. And we have within the School of Intuitive Studies, we have a membership, and Lindsay's going to be offering a workshop. And I wonder if you want to share a little bit about that. And then we also have a course coming up too. And do you want to share a bit about both of those?
Yeah. I actually wanted to mention too, Wendy, I'm available on the CIS Healer page too. I'm also offering aromatherapy consults too, which I'm really excited about. So people who are looking for an intuitive aromatherapy consultation can reach out. If you know, perhaps there's a certain issue you wanted to work on, and you're wondering what essential oils, you know, to work with. And not only that, but how many drops do I use? How many times a day? What protocol, what regimen will I use? Or you just feel drawn to this medicine and you're curious what essential oils I would recommend for various different things happening for you. That that's a great way to get really clear on that. So that will be, that is available on the Cis Healer page. But I
do put I'll put the link in the show notes for anybody listening to have that one-on-one support. So yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Wendy. Yeah. And also we have on, it is July 6th, I believe, is a class I will be sharing, and it will be, I'm going to be talking about, more specifically about what essential oils, how they affect our body, how they help us to clear heavy energies emotionally, spiritually, physically, how they affect our limbic system. I'll talk about some really important safety and dosage recommendations, just things that anybody who's using essential oils should be aware of. It's really important to know. And so that will be, I'll talk a little bit too about my approach to essential oils, which is teaching safe use, undiluted and unblended. So we'll cover that. And then I'm really excited as well. We will have I'll have a 6-week series coming up that starts July 27th. And it'll be a weekly class where students whoever participates will have a 6-pack of essential oils. And each week we will work with a different essential oil, and we'll do a deep guided meditation to really tune in to that plant or that plant part. And so we can understand and make that connection with that essential oil. What does it feel like in my body? Are there messages coming through? What is the information this plant wants to share with me? And then we'll also learn the real practical information like safety, dosage. What are the healing attributes of this plant? Some historical information. And I love teaching that class because we share after the meditation, and it's so interesting the parallels when, you know, of what people are, what they're getting from the meditation, what messages come through. So yeah, it's always a lot of fun to do these, you know, when we focus on one essential oil in a class. And so we'll do that for 6 weeks.
So great. So people can register, and I'll also make sure the link's in the show notes here for anyone listening, but they'll register and you'll actually mail them the oils.
Yes.
So they will have in hand a bottle of oils, 6 oils, and that it combines each class. Sounds like it combines the teaching plus a guided meditation experiential with the oil, an experience with the oils, which is such a powerful way to intimately deepen connection with the oils in your body.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, you said it beautifully. It's a lot of fun, and you'll get, and the essences that the clients or the students will get will be very high quality, you know, pure essences that they'll be receiving. They're therapeutic grade. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Lindsay, thank you so much. This was so wonderful and enlightening to hear. And in many ways I've used essential oils for so long, but it's in different ways, but I could certainly say I've grabbed my fair share of grocery store essential oils over the years.
So there's it's just so great.
But it's just so great to hear that, you know, that the pure grade matters, and that there is some education around essential oils that's important, that we know how to use them and what we're using them for, and that you are actually a guide for us in this process and available. You're like a powerful resource. So I thank you for being here. And yeah. I know.
This was a lot of fun. I mean, I could talk about essential oils for days, and I do, but it was fun to do this with you, Wendy. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope people will join me in these workshops and the 6-week course coming up, because it's going to be a lot of information and just a lot of connection, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will be there too. So for anybody listening, I'd love to join and be there with you, Lindsay, and be a student in your space. So thank you. Yeah, I look forward to it.
You.
Well, I will post the notes out in the show notes. I'll post the links for anyone to can check out what you have coming up here. And we hope to see everybody soon. And thank you, Lindsay, so much.
Thank you, Wendy. My honor.